Om Shanti. Fourth of March 2019. Today is Monday. The blessing from the Sakar Murli. May you become a world transformer and celebrate the true Shivratri by having a fast for an elevated attitude. May you become a world transformer and celebrate the true Shivratri by having a fast for an elevated attitude. Devotees hold a fast of physical things, whereas you have a fast to finish for all time your weak attitude, because anything good or bad is first of all imbibed into your attitude, and it then enters your words and deeds. The great task of world transformation can only be accomplished with the elevated words and deeds that you have through your pure attitude. To have a fast for an elevated attitude is to celebrate true Shivratri. So Baba is telling us the meaning of true fast of Shivratri. This task of world transformation can only be achieved through elevated words and deeds. And these elevated words and deeds are possible only through pure attitude. And to have fast for an elevated attitude is to celebrate true Shivratri. And there is a comparison with the relative devotees. They also hold fast, but theirs is a fast for physical things, whereas you also have a fast, but your fast is to finish for all time your weak attitude, because anything good or bad is first of all imbibed into your attitude, and then it enters your words and your deeds. So this is today's blessing. And in yesterday's Avyakta Murli also, Baba talked about Shivratri, Shiv Jayanti or birthday. And there was a beautiful correlation with what the people do in the world, how they celebrate Shivratri and how you celebrate Shivratri. So Baba started with love. So you have reached here. How have you come to this place? Plane of love. So you have come to this place with plane of love. And this plane of love, this flight of love, has easily made you reach to your beloved. So always to travel in the plane of love. This is a beautiful journey, a spiritual journey, where we should keep on traveling in this plane of love all the time, everywhere, not just in the mind but otherwise also. So Baba has often said this, and yesterday also Baba said that you all children have come to this place with plane of love, sitting in this plane of love. That was the how he started the Murli. And then swing of love. You all are swinging in the swing of love. So this godly love, this divine love, this love of God makes you swing in the swing of divine love. And this divine love, what does it do? What does it do? It makes you bodiless. It makes you bodiless. This divine love, what does it do? It makes you experience the avyakta stage. It makes you let go of everything that is vyakt, everything that is manifest, and it makes you enter the stage of avyakt. So you came here in the plane of love, and then you started swinging in the swing of this divine love. These are two good experiments. That wherever I am traveling in the plane of love. Whenever I come to Madhuban, I am going in the plane of love. And how do I go back? I came in the plane of love, and how do I go back? Plane of power. You come in the plane of love, you go in the plane of love. That's not mentioned, but you go in the same plane of love, so that you keep on coming again and again. So it's your personal plane, okay? It's your chartered flight. You can travel anywhere. This is your plane of love. And you keep on swinging in the swing of divine love. And this divine love easily helps you to become bodiless. Otherwise, it is difficult to become bodiless without divine love. But divine love helps you to become bodiless. It makes you get absorbed, get lost in that divine intoxication. So, swing of love. And then Baba discussed about Shivratri or birthday or Shiv Jayanti. Three things about this. In the world, only souls celebrate their birthdays. Here, Supreme Soul is celebrating the birthdays of souls. In the world, father and son may have the birthday on the same date, but not the day. Here, father and children have their birthday on the same date. And third thing is, this birthday is based upon the duty, your kartavya. And what is that duty and what is that kartavya? Of dispelling darkness and bringing in light. So this is a unique, alaukik, spiritual Shivratri or birthday or Shiv Jayanti. So these are the three words Baba used for Shivratri. So this is how you celebrate Shivratri. And this is the uniqueness in celebration of your Shivratri. You do not celebrate the way the world celebrates. This is a very unique style in which you celebrate this Shivratri. So that is something about Shivratri. And then, memorial on the path of devotion. Yadgar, memorial on the path of devotion. In the path of devotion also, they celebrate Shivratri, and Baba praised the devotees a lot. Why did he praise them? Why did he praise the devotees? Because they are very good at not following, copying. Because they have copied you very nicely, and they are also not less, and they have copied you so well. What did they copy? What Yadgar, what memorial they did. So, it's about Vrat. You have followed the Vrat of purity for the whole life. Vrat is what? Vrat is some observance. Vrat is some pledge. Vrat is some oath. Vrat is some vow to do something on particular day, and specially Vrat is religious. There is one more word called Pratigya, and there is a Vrat. Pratigya can be non-religious, but Vrat has to be religious. So that is the difference between oath and a religious oath can be called Vrat. A religious observance can be called Vrat. So this Vrata, so Baba said, they follow purity for one day, and you follow it for all life. They follow restriction of diet, limitations of diet, or control of diet for one day, while you follow it for all life. So this is how they have copied you. But it's good that they have copied you. So this is what Baba said. You have received this as a blessing, as memorial, and as congratulations. Yeah. So this is a blessing. Because of your elevated work or task, the devotees have got this Shivratri or this Vrat as a blessing. Because of your elevated task. Because of your elevated actions which you did at the Sangam age. So, and one more thing about purity, what Baba said. Purity is the basis of three things. What are they? It is the foundation of Brahmin life. One. Purity is the foundation of Brahmin life. Next. It is the basis of elevated attainments. And third. It's a basis of becoming worship worthy. So, this is what Baba talked about, purity. So this is the fourth thing. And then in detail, he talked about Vrat of purity. Vrat of purity. Five types of purity. What are they? It's about mind, words, thought, words, deeds, and then relationships and contact, and fifth, Vritti attitude is in today's blessing, not yesterday. It's here we read just now. What was the fifth type of purity? Khanpan. It's about eating. Your diet is also pure. You have got pure food. So these are the five types of purity. So you follow this oath of purity throughout the life. It's not that you follow this for one day as they do. You follow the purity throughout the life. Your thoughts are pure, your words are pure, your actions are pure, your speech is pure. And your relationships are pure, your connections are pure, and what you eat is pure. So eating doesn't mean just eating through mouth. But eating means overall eating. What we are imbibing through the senses, through all the five senses, that all constitute complete purity. So Shivratri is all about purity. Rest all things are there. But Shivratri means complete purity. And then, Bab Dada's desire. What is that? How does Baba want us to become? Through our face, his character should be revealed. And Baba doesn't want us, second, Baba doesn't want us to become a wilted rose, but a blooming, a blossoming flower. These are the two desires, Baba said, that Baba wants every one of you to be blossom to flower, but then sometimes you get wilted, and that is because of your carelessness. So this is what Baba desires. This is what Baba wants. That happiness should always be there with you, all the time. I think today's slogan is something like that. The happiness, the sun of happiness should always remain risen. It should never go down. So, Baba's desire are two. Your face should reveal his character. Your countenance should shine, and it should make people believe that son is showing the father. And second, always remain happy. So that is what Baba said. And then next point, habit of Maya. What is her habit? What is her habit? To come and take a seat. But who calls her? You only call her. Baba has put all the blame at the door of Maya. But it's you who call. And then you come under her influence. First you call her. And then you come under her influence. And how do you call her? By having all that language of gay, gay, gay. That's a special language. That I will do it. I will see it. Nobody has become complete. Nobody has become perfect. I will also become perfect at the end. Baba said, nothing doing. It's a habit. And habit is habit. If you have that habit of coming under influence of Maya, means if you have the habit of coming under the influence of vices, it means the vicious habits are not going away. It means that the old sanskars are still gaining an upper hand. It means that the old nature, old sanskars, old vicious habit, old addictions, old attractions, old attachments to this world are still not going. Probably this is what you are calling Maya. This is how you are giving hospitality to Maya. Because then it becomes her nature to come. And nature is very strong. Nature defies any logic. For example, a scorpion asks a turtle that I want to go across the lake. Will you help me? I'll sit on your top. Will you take me? The turtle says, no, I will not, because you will sting me. He says, I will not sting you. Am I a fool? Because I will be hopping on your back. If I sting you, you will get drowned. But along with you, I will also get drowned. So am I a fool to get drowned with you? So this was a very good logic the scorpion gave. Aristotelian logic. So, the turtle agreed, okay, you sit on me and I will carry you across the lake. So when they reach the middle of the lake, the scorpion stings the turtle. So, turtle is shocked. He said, you promised that you will not sting me. And you had given such a beautiful logic. What has happened about that logic? And the turtle is sinking. And he says, please tell me before I sink, I want this lesson from you. So the scorpion says, I gave you the logic, I agree. But what should I do? It is my nature to bite, to sting. Before my habit, before my nature, all logic fails. So I can't do anything. So the turtle is drowned. And along with turtle, the scorpion is also drowned. So habits are very strong. All Srimad, all directions, all ordinances, all divine commandments, all godly dictates are just thrown overboard. They are so strong. So, this is also an habit which you have formed. To call Maya, to let her stay, to take a seat, and then she doesn't go. So this has become an habit. Don't let it become a habit. Because one fall leads to subsequent falls. one temptation, if you give in, if you yield, that gives rise to further surrendering in front of temptations. No. And then Baba has given one direction for the emergency situations. Stay alert. Stay alert. And Baba has used many English words for this. When you stay alert, what happens? What happens? The main Murli is here, staying alert. What happens? Your mind and your intellect become clean and clear. When you stay alert, stay ever ready, what happens? Your mind and intellect become clear. When you stay alert, your mind and intellect will have two things. What are they? Catching power and touching power. In particular situation, when circumstances are very, very severe, then you will get the touching. Do this, do not do this. Go to this place, do not go to that place. So you get that touching power. You get that catching power. So, alertness, mind and intellect clean and clear, and touching power and catching power. This is what Baba, this sequence he told. This is what will happen. And then few details about this also Baba gave. But the most important thing about is to remember, is to have mindfulness, alertness, or to living in the present moment. To remain alert means to live in the present moment, so that your mind, intellect remains very clean and clear. And then you will get those subtle touchings. You will go get those catchings. What is the difference between touching power and catching power? Yeah? Catching is we catch. Touching is he touches. It's, one is from this side, another is from that side. Catching, we are trying to catch his words, his subtle directions, what he wants. For example, this is a Murli, and what we have caught from this Murli. What is the key messages we have taken from this Murli? Or what touchings we get from this Murli? This is at a very gross level. Touching is at a very higher level, very subtle level, not just words. Touching is very strong. So, and what is the difference between our own mind and Baba's, our own mind's directions and Baba's touching? There are three things in that. How do I know that today morning I got the touching, I have to go in the evening to some place? Now I feel I am telling others that this is what Baba has touched me. But how do I know that this is Baba's touching and this is not you? This is Baba's touching and not my own imaginations and hallucinations. This question has been answered by Baba in one of the Murlis. I think 1980 somewhere, in one question, or 81 or 82 somewhere. What were the three things? When it is Baba's touching, it's very, very, very strong, very, very powerful. Baba's touching will be most powerful. Second, it will be very, very clear. There is no second thought, there is no confusion, there is no doubt, there is no suspicion, not an iota of confusion in that touching. And the third thing is, it will be always successful. It cannot happen that Baba told me to do this service as a touching and I did it, and later on I say, oh, I don't know what sort of touching it was. A doubtful touching from Baba. Because it didn't work out. So, that was not touching then. Touching should have these three things. If it is Baba's touching, it will be very it will be powerful, it will be clear, and it will be very, very strong. Successful, not strong, successful. So this is what. So here, Baba is telling these three things. These things, alertness, be alert, be, have clear and clean mind and intellect, both. And then, next about the power of silence. Baba said, get stabilized in silence in 1 second, and this is very important in future also. And Baba has cited the example of Brahma Baba. Whenever some children is sick, has physical karmic accounts, Baba would sit in the morning and give special sakash to this child. And the greatest example of 1968, when Vishwa Kishore Bahu was in Mumbai and he was sick, and Baba was sitting whole night and sending him sakash. That's how the word sakash, I think, came for the first time in 1968. And then Vishwa Kishore Bahu left the mortal coil when he was in Mumbai. So Baba said, with this power of silence, give sahyog, this cooperation, this sakash of silence. And then godly bank. Which bank is opened now? Which will never be opened any time before, afterwards. Silence, where you can accumulate silence. This is the only time where you can accumulate silence, and no other time you can accumulate silence. So this bank is opened now. So take full advantage of this bank. And the bank of elevated thoughts. And the bank of silence power. This is open now. Whatever you want to collect. What is that word? Deposit. These are those words. Credit and what? What is that? Debit. All those things. So keep on depositing things. The bank will close, then it will not be opened again. It has opened only now. It is a confluence agent bank. So this bank. And then suddenly Baba remembered double foreigners in between. Official meeting is later on, but suddenly he remembered double foreigners. And he said that if you set an example, you will get rain of what? Blessing. If you become an example, you will get a rain of blessings. And then Baba conducted a drill. What was that drill? That was a drill of silence. In 1 second, mind concentrated, intellect concentrated, and get situated in one moment. It's not that only during yoga you are concentrated. During your karma yoga, during your behavior, interactions with others, that time also you should have this power of silence, because this alone will help you in the end. And then Baba is meeting indoor group. Indoor means saying indoor, sitting in the tapasya of introversion. Sitting in the tapasya of introversion. And at last, double foreigners. You have followed the rules. What rule? Of coming here. And in increasing the glory, beauty of Madhuban. Shringar, Raunak, whatever you call, sparkle of Madhuban, decoration. So, you have followed the rule. This is a very powerful point. To follow the rules. This is a beauty. So, this is a Murli. There's a one beautiful word here. Whilst talking with foreigners, he said, double foreigners have got this speciality. Double foreigners, they have set an example, so blessings are there. But what Bharat has done? Bharat has made the father to come down on this earth. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati Bharat. When the Bharat falls down, when the religion goes down and irreligion gets the upper hand. Glanir Bhavati Bharata, that time I come. So that's his pledge, that when for in this Bharat, so it is Bharat, residents of Bharat who is responsible for his coming down, for his incarnation. So, yeah, he brought him. It is he who brought, it's we who brought him down. So, and who is the greatest foreigner? That is his favorite question. Because he knows the answer and he likes to ask such questions. He will always ask. Okay, from where you have come? Canada, fine. From where you have come? US, okay. From where you have come? Australia. Now tell who has come from the farthest distance. That will be always his next questions. Whenever he will start asking like this, from where you have come, from where you have come. Remember, his next question will be, who has come from the farthest land? So this is... you guessed? So this is how he does. So, let's go back. Last point, follow the rules. 13th, stay indoor. Don't go outdoors. There is a beautiful joke of two lines. Very powerful joke and shortest joke. A boy was active, alert, playing, healthy. First line. Second, he is gifted a mobile. The end. This is the shortest joke. He was active, alert, playful. That is the first line. Second line, he is gifted a mobile. The end. Very short joke. So, stay indoor. Stay indoor. You have played outdoor games a lot. Now stay indoor. And then, yes, introverted. And then, 12th, drill. Throughout the day, just for 1 second. Go in silence. Just for 1 second. You don't have to say that, I will do effort. Baba said, don't say that. Just get situated in silence. First action and then thought. Don't think that I will do it. I will see it. This language Baba doesn't like. So, drill. Do this drill. And then, meeting with double foreigners. Blessings. Rain of blessing. If you set an example. So setting an example before others. And then God, leave bank. Bank is open now. Go and keep on depositing. Otherwise it will get closed. And then power of silence. Sakash of power of silence. Cooperation of power of silence. Not just power of silence. It's a Sakash. So keep on sending out Sakash to the souls of the world because they are suffering. And then intellect, alert, clean intellect, clear intellect, clear mind, clean mind, and then touching power and catching power. And then Maya's habit. Don't let it get it turn into an habit. Keep on calling, let her, allowing her to sit. It becomes an habit. And then Bab Dada's desire, stay happy all the time. The sun of happiness should not set upon you. Today's slogan. And in your face, his character or his features should be revealed. And then Vrat of purity. And then your memorial on the path of devotion. And then Shivratri, Shiv Jayanti or your birthday. And then swing of love and plane of love. So these are the 14 points. The Murli, actual Murli is very big. Many things are, it's a highly edited Murli. Now we can control what he has to speak and what he doesn't have to speak. We have started controlling God. Earlier he used to speak whatever he has to speak. Now we decide what he should speak and what he should not speak. So Otherwise, there is a lot of discussion about what gift you will give to Bab Dada and what gift Bab Dada wants from Bab Dada is giving you. There is a discussion of that in further Murli. So, this is in short about yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.